When school budgets get tight, arts and music programs are often the first to face cuts. That's when nonprofits such as the Arts Council of Southern Oregon step in to help bring professional artists into the schools. Veteran bluesman Michael Hawkeye Herman is one of those artists. News director Liam Moriarty spoke with Hawkeye about his Blues in the Schools program and why he especially enjoys working with grade school kids.
It's my opinion that elementary school kids are the most pliable when it comes to listening and accepting a new flavor of ice cream.
What kind of things do you do with them?
Well, I like to introduce them to their own music and then show them that the biggest lesson of all is that the world didn't start when they were born, Liam. And it's hard for kids to believe that and accept it. Eventually they do when they're in junior high school and high school. They learn more about history. But when they're younger, they think the world just happened when they were born. And so there's no history. And so it's my job to get in there and let kids know that if it wasn't for the music that went before us, that we wouldn't have the music that we have today, regardless of the gaps in generation that every generation demands. It's all based on usually blues, folk, gospel, and work songs.
So how do you do that? How do you make that connection with them?
The best way is through a song. And so one of the tunes that I do for them is a little blues tune that the verse was put together by Bronnie McGee, and he sang a little verse that went like this, and I teach it to all the kids. You know the blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. I said the blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. You know it make me feel good from my head down to my toes. And all the kids learn that little verse and they rock to it. And one of the little tricks that I use, Liam, is that I tell them that I know when they come home from school, their parents ask them what they did in school today, and that they generally say nothing and throw their jacket down on the floor or on the chair and run out to play with their friends, and that today they're going to be able to tell their parents that they learned something. And all they have to do is put their hand on their hip and take a little pose, maybe stick out their jaw a little bit, and sing the blues had a baby and they called it rock and roll. And if their parents don't already know the blues is the roots of all American popular music, they learn something too.
How do the kids take to the blues?
Anything with a great beat. You can't lose them. They just love it, and they start doing what I do, and that's I have a tendency to kind of nod my head as I play and bob my body back and forth to feel the rhythm and to transmit the rhythm to others. And the kids pick up on it right away. And sometimes we have to have them clap softer so that they can hear the words, but they immediately fall into keeping time with the music. And the communication on the musical level is there. It's my job to make them understand on the more intellectual level where this music came from and how it created the music that we have today.
Why is that important? I mean, what do they get out of it that's worth taking up valuable school time for?
Well, if we were living in Spain, the elementary school kids would be learning about Miguel de Cervantes and the fact that he wrote the first Western novel called Don Quixote. And whether the kids read that novel or not in Spain isn't as important as the fact that they know that their culture gave the world the novel. Kids in France, Liam, learn about Monet and Rousseau and Degas. And they learn about the fact that French Impressionism, that aspect and style of art, changed all art forever. So kids in France don't necessarily have to know all the paintings, but one of the things that they learn is to be proud of their culture and the fact that their culture gave this gift to the world, which is Impressionism. Now we come to America, where American kids live in a culture that has given the world music, popular music, created popular music here in America as a result of Western music, gospel music, work songs, and African rhythms. All came together in America to create blues and jazz, which are original art forms, like the novel and like Impressionism. But our students are not taught to respect blues and jazz and where our music came from and the gift that it has given to the world. So what I'm saying is, in a nutshell, if I can, is that the importance of doing this is that our culture, American culture, has given a great gift to the world. And we don't even teach the history of that gift to our own students.
In recent years, as education budgets have gotten tighter, local school boards are faced with where to cut in order to get by. And often music programs or art programs in general end up on the chopping block. What's been your experience with finding music programs in other schools and how you fit into that?
The first thing I'll say is that it's now been proven by studies in the last few years that children that take creative arts courses, art and music, dance, etc., do better in the science courses. And yet those are the first things that are cut from the budget. As far as finding the funding, thank goodness there are organizations like the Arts Council of Southern Oregon, which is primarily funded by private funds, like Bear Creek Corporation, I believe, and United Bank, and donations of that kind. And the Arts Council of Southern Oregon then can match funds with a school. So a school wants an artist, and then they only have to pay half of the artist's fee because the Arts Council of Southern Oregon will assume the other half. As a musician, I can tell you that if they would have brought Lightnin' Hopkins into my fourth grade class, it would have changed my life. But instead, I had to find the guitar and folk music and blues on my own.
So at the end of the school day, what do the kids come home with from one of your workshops?
I used to, 23 years ago, try to tell them about Bessie Smith, Robert Johnson, and Blind Willie McTell, and Muddy Waters, and dates, and talk about the Depression. And I feel that all that is important and can be covered when I do these workshops for kids that are in high school and college. But younger kids, the minute you start mentioning dates and start pumping them full of names, they think that you want them to remember all that. And so my goal is, generally, to have them remember that the blues had a baby, and they called it rock and roll. That's the tip of the iceberg of this particular knowledge, what I call the College of Musical Knowledge. And if they can take it from there, it's fine with me.
Well, Hawkeye, thanks for coming by today. Can you give us one more song on the way out?
Sure. Gladly. Gladly.
What do you got?
I can't think of a better thing to do than a traditional. I got the key to that highway. Yes, packed up, I am bound to go. I gotta leave it running. A walking is much too slow. So give me one more kiss, mama. Yes, just before I go.
This month and next, Hawkeye Herman is bringing the blues to elementary schools in Grants Pass, Sam's Valley, and Eagle Point.
Too slow.